Again, he scares them by mentioning the ends and readies them to anticipate events greater than what had already occurred. "It's clear," he says, "from what has been stated, that we will face punishment, even to those who deny the assertions about hellfire, but it's also evident that the punishment will be extremely harsh, deriving from the numerous blessings we've enjoyed and the things that those were just symbols of. Because if one outweighs the other in gifts, it's most likely that it will be the same in punishment too." That's why he referred to them as representations, stated that they were written for us, and introduced an end to make them remember the completion of all things. For the penalties then will not be such as to allow an ending and be cleared away, but the punishment will be eternal. Like the punishments in this world end with the present life, the ones in the next persist eternally. But when he mentioned the ends of the ages, he implies nothing else than that the terrifying judgment is now close at hand.